Our podcast today is brought to you by Hannah and Toast.
What's up? And today we are sharing with you Michelangelo.
Today we are here to inform you about Michelangelo. And no, not one of the four Ninja Turtles. Although that would be way more interesting. Yeah, anyways, Michelangelo di Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni lived for a whole 88 years, March 6th, 1475 to February 8th, 1564. Hope you celebrated his birthday this week. He was best known as an artist slash painter during the peak of the Italian Renaissance Age. This man is still influencing modern art today and has been dead for almost 500 years. But why?
Alrighty, so we're going to move on to his early life slash early works. In his younger ages, Michelangelo's father, Lodovico
Buonarroti?
Okay, we're just going to skip past it, but it's ends in a B. Lodovico was a government agent, and at just 1 month old, Michelangelo and his family moved from Caprese, Italy to Florence, Italy.
Wait. Florence, Italy was also known as the cradle of the Renaissance at that time.
Oh. Okay, but hang on, pause. This dude, Michelangelo, has too many syllables in his name. We're calling him Mikey from now on. Anyways, back to what I was saying. A life-altering event occurred at age 6 with the passing of his mother, Francesca di Neri del Minaito di Siena.
Jesus.
As far as dads go, Lodovico wasn't the greatest supporter. He insisted that Mikey pursue social status and lead him away from the arts, even though Mikey had a great attraction towards the arts. At the young age of 13, the rebel disobeyed his father Lodovico's wishes and went on the path to pursue the arts. A very fashionable and well-renowned artist by the name of Domenico Ghirlandaio took Mikey under his wing with an apprenticeship that would help him learn the trade. Unfortunately, the partnership broke off and Mikey was given the privilege to having access to the collection of the ancient Rome sculpture, the ruler of Florence, Lorenzo de' Medici.
Medici. Early works. Now let's talk. The Battle of Centaurs, Mikey's earliest sculpture.
Wait. What's a centaur?
Well, it's a mythological creature that's half man and half horse. Anyway, back to what I was saying. This sculpture was crafted out of marble and he finished it when he was only 17. In 1492, Mikey fled to Bologna. Bologna? Okay. The Medici family fell from power and Lorenzo passed away. Mikey's next achievement was in 1494 when he carved three saints in the Saint Domenico Church after Saint Domenico's passing. Now onto his early works in Rome. Mikey returned to Florence for a short period of time, then moved to Rome while he was there, and he carved a Bacchus for a banker's gaian. Seriously. Of ancient sculpture.
Wait. Hannah, I'm not understanding you. What's a Bacchus? It kind of sounds made up to me.
Okay, my bad. You are probably confused. A Bacchus is a name of marble of an... Okay. It's a name of a marble sculpture of a Greek god of wine. This work of art was Mikey's earliest surviving large-scale project, and this sculpture has a 360 view on all of its sides.
Woohoo!
Ooh.
All Alright guys, so I've got some bad news. I wish I could tell you a lot more about all of Mikey's accomplishments, but sadly we are on a time crunch. It's okay, Hannah. Be okay. But don't worry, I'll still give you a little intel. As Mikey grew older, he thrived with art throughout Florence, where he was recognized as the most talented sculptor of central Italy. And around the same time, Pope the Second... Pope II designated Mikey to design his tomb.
A little bit creepy, but I see you.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's okay. also around this time, Mikey was also asked by the Pope to design the ceiling of the Vatican.
Big deal. Big deal, guys.
I know he was a very talented man, but he also continued to do work throughout the Medici Chapel and had many works of poetry.
Oh my god, he's just so talented and successful.
I know, it's also very interesting too. But enough facts on Michelangelo, let's talk about the point of all this.
Okay, here's the main point, guys. Remember that question at the beginning on why we still don't study about a man who's been dead for almost 500 years? Well, me and Toast broke it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he exemplified humanism through his artwork. This means he made people feel in a time that it was very dark. In modern times, great painters can study and respect his work because of the reason that it makes people feel better, and that makes art more prominent in a culture.
Yeah! Woo! Michelangelo!
That is over 5 minutes, boys.
Peace out. Hope you learned a lot of cool stuff.
We love history class.
Woohoo. And bye.